the blue and gold back in Gatlinburg. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Definitely really excited to be here this year. At our State of State Convention, we're going to have lots and lots of members there from all across the state, members from West Tennessee and Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee. And we'll be there celebrating 78 years of Tennessee FFA.
State FFA President Heather McLean and the rest of her officer team are hosting more than 2,000 members and guests at the group's 78th annual convention.
I can remember my first FFA convention my freshman year and how exciting that was to go with the chapter all the way. You know, I'm from West Tennessee, way over in Dyer County, so it was a big deal to travel 7 hours across the state to Gatlinburg and to be able to go as a freshman and be able to see and experience Tennessee FFA and Gatlinburg State Convention. And so that's definitely a great experience for freshmen, and it's a great experience for anyone.
The FFA in Tennessee and across the country continues to grow in numbers as the organization continues its goal of developing premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. State FFA advisor Steve Gass says,
we've had a strong and long history of developing students' potential far as leadership ability, career development, personal development, and building self-esteem. And that's one thing with FFA, we've had so many people that sees the good attributes that a kid can develop coming through FFA.
Agass says they are at all-time highs in numbers, and the interest just keeps growing.
We've got a little over 31,000 students enrolled in ag education in our high schools across the state. We're going to hit about 75-76% membership this year, which leads us to a 20-year high of a little over 13,100 members.
And they're hoping to set a record and top 2,200 attending this year's State FFA Convention. More from Gatlinburg tomorrow on the TRN.